There dwelt a fair maid in the west, of worthy birth and fame. Near on to Plymouth's stately town, Jane Reynolds was her name. This damsel dearly was beloved by many a proper youth, and what of her is to be said is known for very truth. Among the rest, a seaman brave unto her wooing came. A comely proper youth he was, James Harris called by name. The maid and young man was agreed, as time did them allow, and to each other secretly they made a solemn vow, that they would ever faithful be, whilst heaven afforded life. He was to be her husband kind, and she his faithful wife. A day appointed was also when they were to be married. But before these things were brought to pass, matters were strangely carried. All you that faithful lovers be, give ear and hearken well. And what of them became at last, I will directly tell. The young man he was pressed to see, and forced was to go. His sweetheart she must stay behind, whether she would or no. And after he was from her gone, she 3 years for him stayed, expecting of his coming home, and kept herself a maid. At last news came that he was dead within a foreign land, and how that he was buried she well did understand. For whose sweet sake the maiden she lamented many a day, and never was she known at all the wanton for to play. A carpenter that lived hard by, when he heard of the same, like as the other had done before, to her a wooing came. But when that he had gained her love, they married were with speed, and 4 years space being man and wife, they lovingly agreed. 3 pretty children in this time this lovely couple had, which made their father's heart rejoice and mother wondrous glad. But as occasion served one time, the good man took his way, some 3 days' journey from his home, intending not to stay. But whilst that he was gone away, a spirit in the night came to the window of his wife and did her sorely fright. Which spirit spake like to a man and unto her did say, "My dear and only love," quoth he, "prepare and come away." Jane name's Harris is my name, quoth he, whom thou didst love so dear. And I have travels for thy sake at least this 7 year. And now I am returned again to take thee to my wife. And thou with me shalt go to sea to end all further strife. O tempt me not, sweet James, quoth she, with thee away to go. If I should leave my children small, alas, what would they do? My husband is a carpenter of great fame. I would not for £500 that he should know the same. I might have had a king's daughter, and she would have married me. But I forsook her golden crown, and for the love of thee. Therefore, if thou'lt thy husband forsake, and thy children three also, I will forgive thee what is past, if thou wilt with me go. If I forsake my husband and my little children three, what means hast thou to bring me to, if I should go with thee? I have 7 ships upon the sea, when they are come to land. Both mariners and merchandise shall be at thy command. The ship wherein my love shall sail is glorious to behold. The sails shall be of finest silk, and the mast of shining gold. When he had told her these fair tales, to love him she began. Because he was in human shape, much like unto a man. And so together away they went from off the English shore. And since that time the womankind was never seen no more. But when her husband he came home and found his wife was gone, and left her 3 sweet pretty babes within the house alone, he beat his breast, he tore his hair, the tears fell from his eyes. And in the open streets he run with heavy doleful cries. And in this sad distracted case he hanged himself for woe upon a tree near to the place the truth of all is so. The children now are fatherless and left without a guide. But yet no doubt the heavenly powers will for them will provide.